You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back into the show on KMOX, Chris Ranji, Amy Marks, of course, Kevin Wheeler with you here. And again, you can stay in touch with the show any number of ways. You can leave us voicemails. We have our own dedicated line. You can send us a text, 314-436-7900. But you can watch the show streaming on YouTube or on Facebook. But most importantly, all of that can be found. All of the links, all the information, all the numbers can be found on our pinned tweet at the show KMOX on Twitter. All right. So speaking of Twitter, I was perusing the Twitter the other day, and I saw that Demolition Man was trending. Now, did you guys see Demolition Man? Do you remember the movie?
I haven't watched it.
It's like a 90s futuristic movie where it's Sylvester Stallone. Wesley Snipes.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes is the bad guy.
That's right.
He's got blonde hair in the movie. And it's just a futuristic kind of cop kind of movie. Well, in that movie, Sylvester Stallone's from now and he gets sent into the future or something along those lines. But he's having things explained to him by Sandra Bullock, who is a character from the future, and she's his helper. She's the person that's been assigned to give him instructions on what this modern world is like. And she's explaining to him in the car ride that all restaurants are Taco Bell because they won the restaurant wars or something like that. So all restaurants are Taco Bell. So they go to Taco Bell, and it's like white tablecloth, really fancy,
really?
Maitre d', the whole deal. And it looks super futuristic on the inside. Well, the reason that was trending was because there's apparently a Taco Bell that looks just like that in the real world now. Like one of the tweets, you guys saw the pictures, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I sent them to you.
Looks like a really, really nice bank.
Yes! Everybody's like, why does Taco Bell look like a bank? And it's got like four of the bank drive-through lanes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I don't even know if those even work anymore at the bank. I know that, but it's all set up for that. And then the restaurant itself was almost like up on stilts. It was crazy looking.
And like the food
come through like a little window
pneumatic
sort
tube?
Of thing.
That's what I want to know. Like, how do you do that with
like
tacos?
Tacos would be harder, but burritos are exactly the right shape for a pneumatic
tube. That's true.
Tube.
Just like, thunk.
That's exactly the sound. What a satisfying sound, too.
That was really good.
Hey, you did great on that. You're like that dude who,
from the Police Academy.
Yeah, Michael Winslow. His name's Michael Winslow. That's it.
Do you know when we were talking about the hyper rail, whatever it was, St. Louis to Kansas City?
Mm.
In my head, and we did multiple news stories about this rail. It was a pneumatic tube, one at a time, sending people from St. Louis to Kansas City.
That would be amazing. By the way,
I would love that.
I would rather go to Chicago.
Let's
do KC to St. Louis to Chicago.
Can they
let's
put a burrito in with us?
But
there are all kinds of burritos.
Would you do it if it's one at a time?
I mean, let's say you're going with your family, if you're all like one after the other.
Sure.
And you would arrive like at the same time. Sure, why not?
Well, I don't think they put you like in your own individual tube.
Thunk.
Like the train. It's not like that. You're like a credit card in the tube. It's not like that. I mean, the train would be inside the tube, and there are seats on the train.
It's not like
you're on your individual pod.
See, but that's how I pictured it.
Yeah, me
like
too.
Lying like lying down on your back.
It's not like an escape pod.
Like I'm a skeleton in the Olympics.
Yes. That's what I was picturing is one at a time you lie down.
No,
and
you.
They close the it's like an egg shape because everything's an egg shape like that, right? And just like.
Yeah.
By the way, did you know that it is like a real thing that losers and bobsledders later in life, they end up with CTE, like brain damage.
Of course, because
I didn't even think about that.
Their heads are bouncing all over the place.
It's not even that. It's just a constant vibration of being on that ice because the surface isn't necessarily smooth. There are a lot of grooves and it's rough.
Mm-hmm.
But like they're
plus they crash a lot.
But they must
crash even more when you're like first starting out and not good.
Right, but they say the science tells them it's not even the crashing. It is just the vibration. Right.
Well,
they can get done with a run and they get up and they'll say they have like a brain fog for several minutes after the fact because
that's where the brain damage comes in football.
Yeah.
It's not the concussions, which everybody focuses
on. Which
can
do it.
No, but it's not the concussions. It's the hit on every play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the offensive and defensive linemen, every play, their heads go boom.
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, it's the same thing with hockey. It's the clean hits. It's just checking in general where your brain goes back and forth.
Shakes
it slams
a little
back
bit inside
and forth within the skull.
Yep.
Interestingly, I can't remember the guy's name, but Jim McMahon, who was the quarterback of the Bears, the 1985 Bears team that won, he's on Twitter, and he's been on Twitter now for a few months, and he has at least a couple of times since he's been on the platform tweeted about the hit that he took, and it was a late, very dirty hit.
Oh, he was like, picked up and slammed down
on his
head.
Yeah, the guy, and I forgot who it was.
Was it Manley?
No. No.
Was it a Packers player?
It was a Packers player.
Yeah, who was that?
I can't remember. But the play, he had thrown the ball, and he just kind of standing there, and the guy 4 or 5 seconds later comes up to him, picks him up, slams him on his head. And McMahon has said that was the start of it for me. That play right there was because he is, right now has
it can,
all
it
kinds
it can be
of,
the start of post-concussion syndrome, which is horrible. I mean, you think David, look how long David Perron missed the first time when he got hit by Joe Thornton years and years ago. He was out for almost a year.
Yeah.
And you can't, I mean, you have to spend the day in the dark. You can't think. You can't be, the light hurts your head, hurts your eyes. I mean, that can be the start of that. That wouldn't be the continuation of all of the brain damage, but that in and of itself is a really like physically traumatic incident.
At least as far as he is concerned, he believes that's it. That when that happened, he's never been right since.
Yeah.
Remember when, and we are way off topic here, but
we were on Taco Bell.
I have a Taco Bell
comment. I'm just waiting for you two to be done.
Yeah, to stop talking.
Yeah.
Well, there was the Justin Morneau who, when he used to play for the Twins, the Minnesota Twins, and he slid into second base, and I forgot who it was, but the fielder's knee just kind of grazed his helmet, and it didn't even look that bad, and he was out for months.
Yeah, yeah.
And he
had vertigo and stuff.
For a long time it was bad.
Well, I don't know how to transition.
Just
but
go for
Taco
it.
Bell. Taco
just
Bell
go for
tacos.
It. Just go for it the way you went with the squirrel the other day.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a Taco Bell taco or a Jack in the Box taco?
Oh, Taco Bell.
I don't, man, Jack in the Box tacos
and the
are
paper
so good. That
gets
deep
so
fried.
Greasy.
Yeah,
oh.
That's really good.
Nah.
I wish they hadn't. They did, they went away with the big tacos, right? And they only have the smaller ones now.
Oh, that's a shame.
I think that's the case.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure. You know, it just occurred to me when we were talking about, you said that Amy went off on the squirrel thing earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of people get distracted by squirrels.
Yeah. Dogs, especially.
Amy's the only person I know to be distracted by a dead squirrel.
She wasn't distracted by it.
Yes, she was. She came into the office. She said, I gotta go get this squirrel. I gotta move my car. I'm parked over a dead squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
She leaves, comes back, forgot my keys, you know, goes back out there.
That's not distracted.
Oh, she was totally distracted. She was so distracted that
maybe
she forgot
flustered.
Her keys.
Did the squirrel fluster you?
That's distraction.
I was a little flustered.
You were?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking about it, and then we started the show, and I was still thinking about the squirrel.
Yeah, Kevin was talking about...
I feel bad, too, because I just feel bad for the roadkill animals. I mean, I love animals. I'm an animal person.
I've hit a squirrel on I-55
but,
once.
I mean,
nothing you can do.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Yeah.
I don't even know how to finish that. I feel terrible because, like,
you know what?
I think you're right, but and I want to avoid them, but I also don't want to crash.
Everybody knows look both ways.
Oh, geez.
Well, the squirrel looks both ways back and forth, and I'm like, make up your mind.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back into the show on KMOX, Chris Ranji, Amy Marks, of course, Kevin Wheeler with you here. And again, you can stay in touch with the show any number of ways. You can leave us voicemails. We have our own dedicated line. You can send us a text, 314-436-7900. But you can watch the show streaming on YouTube or on Facebook. But most importantly, all of that can be found. All of the links, all the information, all the numbers can be found on our pinned tweet at the show KMOX on Twitter. All right. So speaking of Twitter, I was perusing the Twitter. I was perusing the Twitter the other day, and I saw that Demolition Man was trending. Now, did you guys see Demolition Man? Do you remember the movie?
I remember it, but I haven't watched it.
It's like a 90s futuristic movie where it's Sylvester Stallone. Wesley Snipes.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes is the bad guy.
That's right.
He's got blonde hair in the movie. And it's just a futuristic kind of cop kind of movie. Well, in that movie, Sylvester Stallone's from now and he gets sent into the future or something along those lines. But he's having things explained to him by Sandra Bullock, who is a character from the future, and she's his helper. She's the person that's been assigned to give him instructions on what this modern world is like. And she's explaining to him in the car ride that all restaurants are Taco Bell because they won the restaurant wars or something like that. So all restaurants are Taco Bell. So they go to Taco Bell, and it's like white tablecloth, really fancy.
Really?
Maitre d', the whole deal. And it looks super futuristic on the inside. Well, the reason that was trending was because there's apparently a Taco Bell that looks just like that in the real world now. Like one of the tweets, you guys saw the pictures, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I sent them to you.
Looks like a really, really nice bank.
Yes! Everybody's like, why does Taco Bell look like a bank? And it's got like four of the bank drive-through lanes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I don't even know if those even work anymore at the bank. I know that, but it was all set up for that. And then the restaurant itself was almost like up on stilts. It was crazy looking.
And like the food
come through like a little window
pneumatic
sort
tube?
Of thing.
That's what I want to know. Like, how do you do that with
like
tacos?
Tacos would be harder, but burritos are exactly the right shape for a pneumatic
tube. That's true.
Tube.
Just like, thunk.
That's exactly the sound. What a satisfying sound, too.
That was really good.
Hey, you did great on that. You're like that dude who was
from the Police Academy.
Yeah, Michael Winslow. His name's Michael Winslow. That's it.
Do you know when we were talking about was it the hyper rail, whatever it was, St. Louis to Kansas City?
Mm.
In my head, and we did multiple news stories about this rail. It was a pneumatic tube, one at a time, sending people from St. Louis to Kansas City.
Right, that would be amazing. By the way,
I would love that.
I would rather go to Chicago.
Well, whatever.
I'll take what we can get, but let's do KC to St. Louis to Chicago.
Can they put a burrito in with us?
But there are all kinds of burritos.
Would you do it if it's one at a time?
I mean, if like, so let's say you're going with your family, if you're all like one after the other.
Sure.
And you would arrive like at the same time. Sure, why not?
Well, I don't think they put you like in your own individual tube.
Thunk.
Like the tray. It's not like that. You're like a credit card in the tube. It's not like that. I mean, the train would be inside the tube, and there are seats on the train.
It's not like
you're on your individual pod.
See, but that's how I pictured it.
Yeah, me too. Like lying down on your back.
Yeah. If you lie down on your back.
It's not like an escape pod.
Like I'm a skeleton in the Olympics.
Yes. That's what I was picturing is one at a time, you lie down.
They close the it's like an egg shape because everything's an egg shape like that, right? And just like...
Yeah.
By the way, did you know that it is like a real thing that losers and bobsledders... Later in life, they end up with CTE, like brain damage.
Of course, because
I didn't even think about that.
Their heads are bouncing all over the place.
It's not even that. It's just a constant vibration of being on that ice because the surface isn't necessarily smooth. There are a lot of grooves and it's rough.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
plus they crash a lot.
But
you must crash even more when you're like first starting out and not good.
Right, but they say the science tells them it's not even the crashing; it is just the vibration. Right. They can get done with a run, and they get up and they'll say they have like a brain fog for several minutes after the fact because
that's where the brain damage comes in football.
Yeah,
it's not the concussions which everybody focuses
on. Which
can
do it.
No, but it's not the concussions. It's the hit on every play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the offensive and defensive linemen, every play, their heads go. Yep.
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, it's the same thing with hockey. It's the clean hits. It's just checking in general where your brain goes back and forth.
Shakes a little bit inside the skull.
Yep. Interestingly, and I can't remember the guy's name, but Jim McMahon, who was the quarterback of the Bears, the 1985 Bears team that won, he's on Twitter, and he's been on Twitter now for a few months, and he has at least a couple of times since he's been on the platform tweeted about the hit that he took, and it was a late, very dirty hit.
Oh, he was like, picked up and slammed down.
Yeah,
on his
the
head.
Guy, and I forgot who it was.
Was it Manley?
No. No.
Was it a Packers player?
It was a Packers player.
Yeah, who was that?
I can't remember. But the play was, he had thrown the ball, and he just kind of standing there, and the guy 4 or 5 seconds later comes up to him, picks him up, slams him on his head. And McMahon has said that was the start of it for me. That play right there was because he is, right now has
it can,
all kinds
it can be
of,
the start of post-concussion syndrome, which is horrible. I mean, you think David, look how long David Perron missed the first time when he got hit by Joe Thornton years and years ago. He was out for almost a year.
Yeah.
And you can't, I mean, you have to spend the day in the dark. You can't think. You can't be, the light hurts your head, hurts your eyes. I mean, that can be the start of that. That wouldn't be the continuation of all of the brain damage, but that in and of itself is a really like physically traumatic incident.
At least as far as he is concerned, he believes that's it. That when that happened, he's never been right since.
Yeah.
Remember when, and we are way off topic here, but...
We were on Taco Bell.
I have a Taco Bell comment.
I'm just waiting for you two to be done.
Yeah, to stop talking.
Yeah.
Well, there was the Justin Morneau who, when he used to play for the Twins, the Minnesota Twins, and he slid into second base, and I forgot who it was, but the fielder's knee just kind of grazed his helmet, and it didn't even look that bad, and he was out for months.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had vertigo for a long time. It was bad.
Well, I don't know how to transition, but just go for it.
Just go for it the way you went with the squirrel the other day.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a Taco Bell taco or a Jack in the Box taco?
Oh, Taco Bell.
I don't, man, Jack in the Box tacos
and
are
so
good, that deep
so
fried.
Greasy.
Yeah,
oh.
That's really good.
Nah.
I wish they hadn't, they did, they went away with the big tacos, right? And they only have the smaller ones now.
Oh, that's a shame.
I think that's the case.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure. You know, it just occurred to me when we were talking about, you said that Amy went off on the squirrel thing earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of people get distracted by squirrels.
Yeah. Dogs, especially.
Amy's the only person I know to be distracted by a dead squirrel.
She wasn't distracted by it.
Yes, she was. She came into the office. She said, I gotta go get this squirrel. I gotta move my car. I'm parked over a dead squirrel. Mm-hmm. She leaves, comes back, forgot my keys, you know, goes back out there.
That's not distracted.
Oh, she was totally distracted. She was so distracted that
maybe
she forgot
flustered.
Her keys.
Did the squirrel fluster you?
That's distraction.
I was a little flustered.
You were?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking about it, and then we started the show, and I was still thinking about the squirrel.
Yeah, Kevin was talking about...
I feel bad, too, because I just feel bad for the roadkill animals. I mean, I love animals. I'm an animal person.
I've hit a squirrel on I-55
but,
once.
I mean, nothing you can do. Yeah, I mean, it's... Yeah. I don't even know how to finish that. I feel terrible. Because, like,
you know what?
I think you're right, but I want to avoid them, but I also don't want to crash.
Everybody knows, look both ways.
Oh, geez.
Well, the squirrel looks both ways, back and forth, and I'm like, make up your mind!
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.